You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Raise your right hand and repeat after me. I say your name.
I say your name.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
Support and defend.
Support and defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
Against all enemies.
Against all enemies.
Foreign and domestic.
Foreign and domestic.
And to bear true faith,
and bear true faith,
and allegiance to the same,
and allegiance to the same,
that I will obey,
I will obey
the orders of
the President of the United States,
and the orders of
those officers
appointed over me,
according to regulations,
and the Uniform Code of Military Justice. So help me God.
Hey, everybody, and thanks for joining us again for Veterans Vindication. I'm your host, Josh. Joining me, actually, is quite a few people today. We've got Jordan in here, as always. We got Vietnam Dave in here with us, and Peaches. Also, Curtis Piney. But,
hey, how's it going, everybody?
And also, we've got, Southeast Regional Coordinator of Michigan Veteran Affairs.
You just called me the Region 9 Coordinator.
Okay.
So is, Michigan Veterans Affairs Agency.
So is that like boss or?
Whatever. Whatever you want to call me.
But more or less, a lot of this is getting a hold of as many veterans and reaching out to as many as we can to let them know some of the programs and some of the things that are out there and available. There's definitely a lot of different things going on right now. I want to give a shout out to, Concepts. I should have looked it up. I've been talking to them off and on all day. They're out of South Lyon, Canine Concepts, I believe, training service dogs for Wayne County Sheriff's Department, doing a bunch of stuff for veterans. I mean, just really amazing what these guys are doing over there. So definitely check them out. I believe they're on Instagram is Canine Meds, I believe it is, or something like that, at Instagram.com. Jordan, you want to go ahead and talk about some of the programs we've got?
Jordan here, as usual, co-host. Just a few of the things we've been working on since the last week we talked to you guys. We've been actually reaching out to a few other nonprofits out there to try to coordinate a little bit all of our efforts together, try to reach as many guys as we can out there through working with these other groups. Like we talked about last week, we're doing a multitude of different both fundraisers and a lot of our money and a lot of our, you know, funding comes from both those fundraisers as well as donations. Like we talked about last week, August 4th, we're going to be doing the Heroes at the Dunes. We've got a bunch of info on our website, www.odinsoutcast.org, if you guys want to check that out. The Warriors Walk, we're going to be doing across the Mackinac Bridge. We've got a lot of guys that are going to be go ahead and doing the walk, as well as a small contingent that's going to be going all the way across the bridge to the state capitol in Lansing. Again, that's Warriors Weekend. That's the 4th through the 6th. Any of the stuff I put out today, feel free to go on the website. We've got all the info up there, so if there's anything we failed to cover here or anything you guys miss, go ahead and check out the website, and that'll give you pretty much the idea of everything that we're going to be doing. Warriors Walk and Run is going to be September 23rd, so go ahead and check that out on the website as well. Some of the programs that we are taking part in and some of the stuff that we're putting on, Feed the Needy, Housing of Our Heroes, Odin's Oasis, Warriors Homestead, and the Warriors Walk. Again, it gets much more in-depth on our website, so if you guys have any questions or anything like that, or just want to reach out to us, our contact info is on there, and, you know, like I said, more in-depth of everything that we're doing here.
And also, you can get a hold of us on Facebook. We've got a Facebook page, Instagram, Twitter, all that good stuff, so definitely if you need anything, you know, reach out to us. But speaking of programs, Josh, if Parrish from Veteran Affairs over here, he's got a few programs he'd like to throw out there too into the mix.
Sure. Well, first and foremost, I'm the Region 9 coordinator for the Michigan Veterans Affairs Agency. Region 9 consists of six counties, which is Lenawee, Livingston, Hillsdale, Jackson, Monroe, and Washtenaw County. So essentially what I do for the state is I identify gaps in resources that follow around the four pillars of issues that veterans face when they leave active duty service. And those four core pillars that the Veterans Community Action Teams are based off of revolve around employment, education, health care, and quality of life. The Veterans Community Action Teams, they go into these local communities and they identify the gaps in the resources, and they work with nonprofits such as Odin's Outcast. We work with the local county VA office. I believe you had Livingston County Veterans Affairs Director on the show last week,
yep,
Adam Smitty. I also work hand-in-hand with the federal side of it, which would be Joe Riker, who's a veterans liaison for Congressman Mike Bishop. So essentially what I do is I just try to bridge, you know, those gaps or break down those barriers between the local and the state and the federal government. And, you know, we're all trying to do the same thing for veterans, just trying to make their life better. My specific VCAT team, which is Region 9 VCAT, we meet, our leadership team meets monthly, and we have our big meetings, which are actually centered around our four core pillars. We pick a pillar every other month, and then we provide or we invite resource providers to come and give presentations, kind of grow our network a little bit. I also sit on a Veterans Advisory Board for Congressman Mike Bishop that meets quarterly, and we advise the congressman on, you know, legislation that we think what we believe to be important legislation for veterans. I've been working for the state of Michigan for about 7 months now. Prior to that, I worked for a county Veterans Affairs office. And when I say I've hit the ground running, I mean I've literally hit the ground running. I don't think I've stopped a day since I started working. And my wife and my kids are actually here over there. So I don't get to see them as much as I'd like to, so I always try to bring them wherever I can. And, you know, this is a great event, and I'm very appreciative to be allowed to come here for these type of things. You know, I know each and every one of you in one, you know, way or another. You guys have shaped my life and you know, really helped me see what veterans truly need in the community and, you know, what gaps and resources there are. Breakdowns of communication between veterans and the government. You know, we'll take the Ann Arbor healthcare system, which I believe is a very top-notch system. But in any top-notch system, you can identify gaps that need to be addressed. And I've been able to work very closely with Josh Barrett on identifying a person within the VA healthcare system that, you know, can help out. So that's what we're here for, to, you know, grow that network, and I think we're doing a great job.
Oh, I absolutely agree, and don't let him cut himself short. I mean, it was just one of our first encounters of meeting was over quick, like just what, 30 minutes dinner or something like that, and just exchanged numbers. I think the second encounter we're all doing stuff out the memorial.
Yep.
And then, like,
yep,
the exact same time, I hit him for a transmission repair. It was we had one of our members that his transmission had just went out. And I was like, all right, well, put your money where your mouth is. Get his transmission fixed. We're going to Colorado to help with that. And sure enough, we got back. He had a brand-new $3,000-and-some-dollar transmission put in his truck. So, I mean, he definitely does what he can to get out there and help.
Well, you know, as a veteran myself, I've encountered certain problems, and I, when I first started working in local government, I said to myself, all right, you know, what are some of the issues veterans are facing? And to me, one of the biggest things is if a veteran calls you and it's an emergent need to him, it should be an emergent need to you. So to me, money's money, but to make somebody's life a little bit better and spend a little bit of money, it pays off in the end, because not only have you, you know, you're growing that trust and that friendship, but then they're going to pay that forward.
Absolutely.
And I really, truly believe that, you know, Odin's Outcast is the, you know, embodies that paying it forward. You know, I've met, you know, Josh a couple months ago, and I think even where our professional relationship was back then, fast forward a couple months, I mean, look at the network that we've grown thus far.
Absolutely.
I mean, you got Jordan on board. You guys seem to be two peas in a pod.
Yep.
You know, you got Vietnam Dave, you got Piney. So, you know, I can't speak highly enough about you guys. So
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
I mean, same thing goes for you guys. And, you know, with not just you personally, but like Don Learst and Deborah Henson and was it Gabe Parra and Karen, I can't think of her last name. But, I mean, there's a few people that have actually been going the extra foot to make sure. I mean, like any one of these people, I mean, they're giving me personal cell phone numbers and everything else saying, hey, if you need to, if it's an emergency and you need to get a hold of me after hours, you know, do it. So, but on the same thing, you know, and I think you touched on it a couple of weeks. We were talking about something or a couple of weeks ago. It's not the fact of giving somebody a handout. It's giving them a hand up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so these are people that, you know, obviously a lot of times before they reach out, they've got to swallow their pride and accept the fact that they need help. But then on the same note, they've got to be able to recognize some of the issues they have within themselves before they actually move forward with any type of real help.
Well, and I think veterans are unique in the sense that we all don't like asking for things. But if we're going to ask for things, we don't want to be made to feel like we're less than somebody else. So one of the things that I tried to do is, you know, put myself in that veteran's position. You know, how hard is it for a man or a woman to ask for help and not feel like they're burdening you? Because there's a lot of veterans out there that are homeless right now, that just refuse to come ask for help because of some reason or another. Maybe they felt they were wronged by the VA healthcare system in the past or just other veterans representatives. And, you know, I want to take this time to let people know that, you know, if you're listening right now, don't be afraid to call me. Don't be afraid to email me. But at the end of the show, I'll give you my direct cell phone number. I'll give you my email address. I've been doing this for about 10 years now. I got out of the military in 2008. about 9 years now, 8 years now. Working in the county government and then the state. And so I've created a database of people that I truly trust that, you know, that I've went to before and that have helped me. And, you know, if I can help even one vet, I feel good about that at the end of the day. So,
you know, like you said, Josh, a lot of people are afraid to ask for help. And, you know, maybe it's not just afraid. It may not be a pride thing, but, you know, being a soldier, being a Marine, what have you, in whatever form of where you served or who you served with, we're hardwired, you know, being in the service to not give up, to not ask for help, that, you know, we can. It's upon ourselves to fix whatever we may be dealing with. It's upon ourselves to, you know, be that one that takes care of ourselves. And, you know, asking for help, I know with me, I still struggle with it, you know, and I'm still, you know, not asking for all the help I need, but I'm getting there, you know. And it's kind of getting that through to our service members that it's okay, you know. I know with me, if I was going to fix what I needed and improve where I needed in my life, if I'd have done it by myself, I would have done it a long time ago. So I've known you now for a couple of years. You know, it's actually reaching out and finally saying, hey, you know, I'm struggling and I need help. That's just the way it is at the end of the day. And, you know, that's why being with Odin's Outcast, that's why working with Livingston County as much as I have, working with Livingston County, their judicial system, as far as working with vets is extremely important to me because, you know, I went through that whole system. I've been there and struggled for a long time. And, you know, finally sitting down at the end of the day and saying, hey, you know, like I said, if I would have fixed this on my own, you know, I'd have done it a long time ago. You know, so it's working with guys like you. It's working with Josh and Odin's Outcast. And it's, you know, really you know, right now I'm really trying to work with the veteran legal system in Livingston County. It's, you know, it's because I want to, you know, just like all of us here, I want to make this better than the way I found it. And that's kind of, you know, being in the military, that's what's drilled in you is, you know, you leave something better the way you found it. And we're all, you know, around this table passionate about doing that. So.
And, I know Josh Barrett touched on this before, but Livingston County has a person that probably does not get the credit that she deserves. And so I wanted to take a minute and, you know, I don't know if she'll listen to this or not, but if she does, Don Lurst, you are one of the most important assets that Livingston County has. Not only do you help out or pretty much run all the behind the scenes of the Veterans Corps, but now you pretty much run all of the behind the scenes at the local Veterans Affairs office. And you know, we would not be where we're at without you. So that's my shameless little plug to Dawn, and she deserves more than that, but that's all she's getting right now. So,
well, I'll go ahead, because, I mean, like, it was, I don't even know how many times we've called her, and on the seat of our pants or just fly by night, just giving her a call like, hey, we've got somebody, we need a hotel, we need this, we need that. She's in the office. She's waiting. She's got everything in order, gift cards, hotel rooms. I mean, you name it. I mean, at the drop of a dime.
And she doesn't work. She's supposed to work a 9-to-5, but, I mean, last week she called me at about 5:45. And she said, I got a homeless vet. You know, I need somewhere to bring him. He's in Jackson County right now. So we brainstormed and we called the local hotel. Got him put up for a week until we could get Gabe Parra to come out. Gabe's the homeless coordinator for the Ann Arbor VA. And really, to truly be successful working with veterans, you need a great network. You need somebody that can deal with the homeless aspect. You need somebody that has, you know, at the end of the day, that has that financial means. Livingston County is fortunate that it has a dedicated millage. They collect around $1 million a year to be used. You know, that's all money coming from people's property taxes that is probably going to one of the best things. I mean, if I could give $20, I pay $10. But if I could give $20, I'd give $20. If I could give $30, I'd give $30. Every county, there's 83 counties in Michigan. Every single county, in my personal opinion, should have that dedicated millage, because I've seen firsthand how it impacts veterans' lives in a positive manner. Josh brought up earlier about that veteran with the transmission. That came from that dedicated millage. That veteran, you know, $3,000 being allocated for that transmission may not have been a very big deal to the committee that made the decision to approve it. But for that veteran, at that point in time, improved his life tremendously.
And the amount of trust that he regained in, you know, county, state, and yep, everybody else, you know, was a huge step.
So,
because everybody knows that we all come back with that mistrust. I mean, like, Josh has asked me once when we met for dinner and had a drink or something, and I just kind of pounced on him on a subject, and, like, we walked outside, and he just kind of looked at me. He's like, you okay, man? He's like, yeah.
That's a good thing about being a vet, though. You know, I mean, I think when you go through military service, if you don't have thick skin when you come out, or a really dirty sense of humor, I mean, I don't think you truly... grasp or embraced your military time. So, I know my son here, he's 15 years old. You know, whatever he does when he gets older, I think it's safe to say I rubbed off on him. He's got that weird sense of humor, too. So, maybe he'll go in the military. I don't know. Don't be a Marine, though. You gotta go be an Army guy.
Yeah. Aren't real Marines yet.
At least you won't be riding around in Navy equipment all the time.
So bicycles, then.
We were actually just talking about that earlier. I mean, like, on the way here, the difference between the Army budget and the Marine Corps budget. Jordan was in there talking about the budget that they had as their unit with 55 guys, and I'm sitting there just scratching my head, driving, like, I don't even think an entire battalion in the Marine Corps gets a budget like that during deployment. They pretty much just saying, all right, here's what's left over. You got some duct tape. You got 550 cord. Fix it and run with it.
Yeah. Hey, you guys are all sharing boots?
Yeah. Pretty much, boot laces. So, I mean, while we're talking, Piney, Dave, you guys want to go ahead and give them a little backstory on yourselves while you're in here?
Well, I got them all.
Oh, shoot. I'd rather not talk right now. I'm all right.
All right. Well, just so you guys know, Peach is Piney. We met probably, what, about a year ago? Something like that?
Yeah.
He's roughly, and he's definitely good to go. He's doing a lot of stuff in the back scenes and helping out, you know, trying to get guys, trying to make a difference right there in Flint. You know, and he's, I mean, since the same thing as, like, networking and meeting each other, you know, met Vietnam Dave over here and met Piney. You know, guys live roughly 15 miles away from each other, never really met each other, and then they meet each other, and now they're attached to the hips. I mean, pretty much, you know, not saying it like that. I'm just, you know, like, you guys are always together. You're always doing something, you know, it's that. And before, like, you were usually chilling out, hanging out by yourself, and Dave was usually chilling out, hanging out by himself, and now you guys are always together, or if you guys aren't together, you're with us, and if we're not all together, then we're with even more people.
Yeah,
that's right.
So, and that's definitely what it's all about, is just keep expanding that network and that horizon to where everybody knows you're not alone. There's people out there no matter what.
Yep. You know, something I want to touch on that, you know, I'm from Livingston County. I've lived back here since moving back from Bragg a few years now. And I couldn't imagine the support system that's actually out there. You know, how many guys are really out there? I came back and, you know, I thought, hey, I'm the, you know, like we sometimes think, I'm the only one. I'm the only one dealing with this stuff. I'm special. I'm a butterfly, et cetera, et cetera. And then you start meeting guys that are going through the exact same thing as you, you know, guys that, you know, maybe not only been through the same thing in the service, but what you're going through now, whether it be recovery, whether it just be, you know, anything going through the VA stuff. I'm not saying necessarily PTSD, but just, you know, general issues. And it's meeting, you know, that group of men and women that are out there and building that trust and that camaraderie again and really having a great group and a great, you know, a great support group that that helps you throughout the day, even on basic things, man. It's, you know, I can pick up a phone and call, you know, a dozen guys anytime, and I know they'll pick up right away and just say, hey, man, this is what I'm struggling with today. You know, and just having that little bit is, you know, just absolutely amazing. And knowing that you have these guys and these women that are right there for you, and, you know, whenever you need them and around the corner for whatever you need. You know, that's just – that's phenomenal, you know, with just not only recovery – but just having that peace of mind, knowing that you've got people there for you.
I was in the military with a guy I grew up with. He committed suicide about 2 months ago, and it broke my heart because it's like, why not call? Why not reach out to your brothers? He committed suicide about 11 o'clock at night, put his kids to bed, said goodnight to his wife, and went to the garage and shot himself. And it's like, if you would have just picked up the phone, could I have changed something? Could somebody have changed something? And for me, if we're, you know, stripping down to the roots of why I like to do what I do, it's because of that. I was deployed for the initial invasion in 03 to 04, and you come back different. You just, anybody that says that they go on a deployment and come back the same, they're full of it. It's I'm drawn to other vets. I kind of used to be ashamed to say that, you know, because it sounded kind of weird. But it's like I could pick a vet out, mannerisms, you know, the way that they walk, the way that they talk, and I'm not ashamed to say that. I'd rather hang around with vets. I mean, it's just I feel comfortable with them, and you know, getting back to my friend. There's a lot of vets out there that, you know, they hide it well. That for all intents and purposes, they're just on the outside. Looks like, you know, it looks like nothing's wrong with them. And then they get home and it's those internal demons that really get at you. And the reason I'm saying this is because at the end of this, I'm going to give you my personal cell. I'm going to give you my email. I'm going to give you my contact information. Whoever is listening to this, call me. I don't care if it's 1 in the morning, 2 in the morning. I really don't care if it's a Sunday. I'll drop everything and talk to you. And I guarantee you, I'm looking around this room, I think everybody in here, same thing. You know, let's truly start working on lowering or actually eliminating this 22 a day or 20 a day, whatever it is. It's got to start at a grassroots level because of the distrust for the government and veterans. It has to start within our own ranks. And you know, I was pretty excited when you asked me to come speak at this, because in my head, I'm like, I want to touch on this because that's what's important to me. I don't ever want to see anything on the news about a vet committing suicide, especially when there's such a close network of guys out there that will be there for you. You know, look at, you know, all of us, we're just in our own walks of life. Did we ever think that we were all going to come into contact with each other?
No.
But, I mean, I'm very fortunate that we did, but it's just, you know, when you're sitting at home one day, you're not like, oh, I'm going to meet these guys someday. Mm-hmm. So,
you know, and like you said, I struggled for a long time. You know, and I had that poker-faced facade that everything was cool. You know, I didn't have any issues. Like I said last week, I was in law enforcement, had an extremely successful law enforcement career, but at the end of the day, I'd go home, and I'm still dealing with the same thing I dealt with when I woke up in the morning, you know. I had great outlets, whether it be working in law enforcement, et cetera, but no matter what I did, I was still dealing with the same thing. You know, you can only run away from your problems, or at least think you can, but everywhere you go, you're bringing them with you, you know. And I thought that if I kept running long enough that everything would be okay, and obviously that wasn't the case. And I struggled for quite a while. And, you know, I think most vets, vast majority of them that are dealing with stuff, have that poker face and put on that facade that nothing's wrong, everything's fine, because that's who we're supposed to be. That's how we're supposed to operate as soldiers and as veterans, you know. And it's until, you know, I finally reached out, and it took me quite a while to get where I'm at. It was a long, brutal fight, you know, but I knew if I, you know, at least hoped that if I fought long enough, I'd get back to where I was, you know, years ago. But, you know, we run into vets all the time where you can tell they're hurting bad. They're struggling, whether it be substance abuse, you know, depression, what have you. And they'll look you right in the eye and say, no, man, that's not me. That's everybody else. You know, I came back, like Josh said, I wasn't affected by my deployments, et cetera, et cetera. But, I mean, anybody that knows that's been there and walked it, just by looking at one of these guys in the eye, you know when they're hurting, you know. So it's finding, you know, it's finding that group, and it's, you know, it's finding what program, whether it be through the VA or a private, you know, a private practice or whatever, is finding, you know, whatever works for you, and finally chipping away at this, you know, and chipping long and hard enough to get back to a good place in life, you know. But it takes work. So
it definitely does. And touching on some of that is, and something I've been kind of like a big part of my support, and you touched on it last week, you know, was your wife. And Josh was just talking about it a minute ago that he had his wife in here. And I know that Charlotte's a huge supporter of, you know, Vietnam Dave over here. And like one of the big grounding rods for me is Jennifer. And when her and I were sitting there talking about different things about, you know, some of the different ways that people have been affected and, like, you know, the message to get across to everybody, and it never really registered in my head. But so far, over the last, say, 6 months, I've had at least 8 different veterans tell me the exact same dream, and I have the same dream myself. So it's like, I mean, that's one of the things that letting a lot of people know that you're not alone, you know. So, you know, we'll go ahead and air it. You know, if a lot of you guys, when you're having those dreams that you're in a major city like Chicago, New York, something like that, the streets are empty, it's vacant, and you're running around in full gear looking for somebody, and you keep hearing somebody holler your name, you're not the only one having that dream. I mean, I've got 2 different guys in here shaking their heads right now that know exactly what I'm talking about, and I guarantee that there's probably at least 5 or 6 that might be tuning in that is agreeing and shaking their heads. So that's what we're getting at, is you're not alone. I mean, everybody has these same dreams. Everybody has, you know, those issues of trying to pretty much claw through your skin because your blood's on fire. You know, it's, I mean, same thing, like Jordan and his wife and a couple other people. You know, I'm going to church every Sunday, you know, and that helps me with my social anxiety. You know, I can't get into large crowds without just screaming on the inside and shaking and just start going crazy. And I'm one of those guys where, I'm sorry, there's no fight or flight. I don't have wings. I don't know how to fly. So, I mean, if I get in one of those fits, you come too close, I'm swinging. I'm coming out of that situation. So that's a big thing. Is, and Jordan and those guys saw it firsthand. And, like, Mark and Allison, some other friends, they saw it last week. You know, it's, I can sit in there, start getting anxious. When it's time to go, it's time to go. Get me off the X. You know, but it's the simple fact of just slowly growing that community of guys, just going in together with that exposure together. Then it helps every one of us to where Jordan recognized it immediately. And when his wife turned around to look at me, he was like, you remember the way I used to be. You know, Josh is still having issues. You know, it's just, it's the same thing. You know, same thing with Vietnam Dave or Piney. And there's certain situations, got to get them out of that situation. You know, nobody's going to recognize that but each other. Somebody else that's been exposed to that, knows what's going on, is the only ones that's going to recognize, get them out of there.
That's right.
And since a lot of us have met, I mean, think about how much happier, I mean, a lot of the wives and supporters, and whether it's parents or anybody, how much happier everybody's been.
You know, I don't give my wife, I guess, enough credit as I should, but I give her a lot of credit, but I say this in all honesty. If I wouldn't have met my wife, I'd either be dead or in jail. I mean, when I got back from my deployment, I literally tried to drink myself to death. I when you think about some of the things that you did or you had to do, and then you come back to the what I, you know, I was not even sure I'd call it the real world, but when you come back into society and you see how people act and you see, you know, how much they take for granted, everything that, you know, you don't get to take for granted when you're deployed. And, you know, there's a love for your country, but you bring demons back. And I had brought a few back, and my wife and my kids, they really turned me around. I don't get to thank them enough. And I guess what I'm trying to say is the spouses, you know, they don't get enough credit. They're truly the backbone. They have to deal with us when we have, you know, certain
issues
that they may not understand what we're dealing with, but at the end of the day, they're just supportive of it. And my wife has took me, I mean, a complete 180. So I know she's not in here, but I love you.
She's probably sitting out in the green room. I love the fact that every time you see her, she's always smiling from ear to ear.
Yeah.
Like, always smiling.
Going back to the spouses, you know, what we fail to realize, especially when we're deployed, is we're there. They're not.
Yeah.
You know, we know what we're doing on a daily basis. We know what ops we're doing or whatever, day-to-day life overseas. They're not. They're the ones that unfortunately get the vast majority of their information based off of what they see in the news. You know, and I know after during even my first deployment, my wife, it was only so long, she said that she could watch the news. You know, but like you said, they are the ones, you know, without a doubt. You know, I've been with my wife now almost 17 or 18 years. Without my wife, I would not physically be here today. I mean, that's just a fact. You know, without my wife and my daughter, and, you know, I put my wife through quite a bit, you know, after deployments, and when I got out, you know, at least when I was in, I was dealing with issues from deployments, but I was still with my guys. I was still with my unit. I was still guys that walked through the fire with me, you know, and you can fall back on that a lot. But when I left, I didn't have that anymore. And, you know, she saw by far the worst of me that anyone's ever seen. And she stuck by me this whole time. You know, I should have been divorced 50 times over. I mean, that's just a fact. But she's still here. You know, I talk to her twice a day, every single day, no matter what. You know, and I'll probably talk to her again tonight after the show. I mean, she has been, you know, everybody in my family has been a huge supporter. She is the one, though, that was on the front lines with me every single day. You know, she is the one that saw me at my worst. Her coming home and me being, you know, absolutely ridiculously intoxicated, and her having to work all day And coming home to that, you know, on the days I wasn't working, that's all I did was drink, you know, and she's the one that had to deal with that. So like I said, you know, the spouses, my God, they're the ones that go through the hell of it. You know, we know what's going on up in our minds. We know what we're doing on a daily basis. We know what we're doing while we're deployed. They can only guess, speculate, and, you know, try to figure out, you know, what, you know, what's going on with him.
Wait by the phone.
There you go.
Hoping you'd call.
And waiting by the phone and hoping you don't get that call when you get out. You
right.
know?
Yeah, exactly.
So, again, the spouses, my God, I cannot thank them and give them enough kudos and credit because, you know, the women we have in our lives, you know, all the guys at this table are phenomenal. You know, that she, I know I can always call on her no matter what, and she'll be there. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, Dave, you want to go ahead and talk for a minute or go ahead and tell them a little background on your old crusty self?
Okay, well, I was an Air Force. I was a Blue Beret. I served over in Vietnam from 73 to 75. I did two tours over there. I've had some health issues and stuff, but I'm hanging in here. Thanks to Owen's Outcast and everything, I've got to meet a lot of people that give me a lot of support now. So,
awesome, awesome. And on that, I mean, on the support and stuff, I definitely want to give a shout out, and I know it's for Curatives and Lavish Labs. They've got some CBD stuff, and for anybody that doesn't know, that's not marijuana, it's CBDs. So you can still pass the drug test and everything else, but they've been making this stuff strictly for Dave and giving him all kinds of stuff, donating stuff for him, and I just want to give them a shout-out and say thanks. I mean, they've made a couple of trips over to the house and came over yesterday to link up with him, drop some stuff off with him. You know, they're definitely huge supporters in the back scene, so definitely want to give them a shout-out real quick.
You know, on that note, because of what I put my body through for years of drinking, and I don't drink anymore. It's been quite a long time. I don't take any medication at all. I don't smoke marijuana. I agree or disagree with it. It's just a personal choice. However, I have been, you know, Josh and the guys have showed me, you know, what CBDs and how that helps with anxiety and stuff like that. And it's definitely cool because I don't take any anxiety stuff. I don't take anything. And that stuff has definitely worked wonders for me. I'm very impressed by it, so.
Sorry, I didn't mean to get off topic. Sorry, no, dude.
I'll be completely honest with you. I may work where I work, but at the end of the day, I'm a vet too, and I care about veterans and their mental well-being, and I know firsthand going through, you know. When I first got out to now, I can just say that I would prefer more of an alternative form of therapy as opposed to being just given
a ton of medication.
Yes.
And that's a big part of what, you know, this. It's not just that. It's like the exposure therapy. It's everything. Everything in general. I mean, there's so many different options other than meds that aren't offered.
Well, a couple of weeks ago, I was invited out to equestrian therapy. So the people that ran that were just, I guess, newly recognized through the VA as being an alternative form of therapy. And they have a grant available. It was a private donor donated X amount of dollars to allow 8 vets to go through 8 sessions. So once a week. And I'm telling you, I went through it myself. I felt very weird after I left because I learned stuff about myself that I thought that I had already conquered. And when you're staring straight down the nose of a horse and you know, he's looking at you like, you're full of shit. You better start telling me the truth here. I'm telling you, if anybody's interested, message me on Facebook or message Odin's Outcast, and I'd be more than happy to link you up. Coincidentally, Dawn Lurst is the point of contact for that, and she actually just sent over her first participant, I want to say. So I'm very curious to see how it works out for that veteran, and maybe even incorporate family into that, because they put you in this big pen with a horse and you pretty much just work through your problems. Yeah. They're like, all right, get that horse over into that circle. Don't touch them. You know? And all the while they have these trained mental health professionals that are kind of monitoring, and you know, after they ask you questions, how do you feel about that? You know, this and that. But at the end of the day, it's like subliminal. You just don't know what's happening, but there are some. It's kind of like, you know, when you go to your PTSD therapy groups at the Ann Arbor VA. I know I didn't want to be there. You know, I don't want to be sitting across from some other dude talking about my feelings and stuff. But sitting there with that horse, I just felt totally open. I'm telling you, it was crazy.
Well, since you brought that up, I actually just did that 2 weeks ago.
Did you?
I did.
That's why I kept looking over at him. I was like, wait a minute, were you the one that they knocked?
You must be number two then.
I am number two.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
that's awesome. She'll be on later, hopefully the next couple of weeks, the lovely Jill Haas. She works with Livingston County veterans as well as the Livingston County criminal justice system. Phenomenal. You guys, she'll be on. You guys will know just from hearing her talk. She's a phenomenal person. Anyway, she actually does that. She does the horse therapy. Now, me being a skeptic in pretty much everything I do, so her and I go to do this equestrian therapy, you know, and I've got it in the back of my mind, you know, this is BS. This doesn't work, you know, blah, blah, blah. So I don't want to get too much in depth with it because I'm going to let her discuss it. I don't want to sell her short.
Yeah.
So I show up and I kind of did the opposite of what she was telling me to do as far as with the horse, doing a connection thing.
Yeah.
Because I had to experience it for myself. I had to know that this actually does really work. And I am a believer. I can't even tell you guys how much. It totally turned out the opposite of what I expected. It is some phenomenal stuff.
It is. It is. I completely agree. And I never would have believed it unless I did it myself. So again, that goes back to pretty much everybody in this room. You know, if you're out there helping vets, you got to be able to go through the same stuff, because unfortunately there are a lot of groups out there that are not legit. You know, they're out there for the money and they just want to do the bare minimum. And I'm here right now to tell you that place is probably one of the most legit places that you can get with. And same goes with Odin's Outcast. You know, I would not affiliate myself. I've worked in this field for long enough where I can, you know, get a feel for the people that are in it for the right reasons. And I'll tell you, you know, Josh Barrett is not in it for the money. I'll tell you that much. So
maybe for losing money. I can't even talk about how much money I've lost.
Yeah,
but it's all in good fun. I mean, it's all for, I wouldn't say good fun, but honestly, it kind of is good fun. I mean, because during this journey, I mean, so many of us have met. We've got some amazing stories to talk about. I mean, like Vietnam Dave and I mean, you guys keep seeing me shift around in my seat. I can't get comfortable. My back's jacked up. You know, he just got a neck collar off, you know, just a few weeks ago. You know, he got totaled my truck out, you know. And then you're looking at, you know, before that, we were at the Cannabis Cup, you know. And before that, we were in Colorado helping a vet. And then before, I mean, we're just constantly bouncing around. But, you know, the same thing with building bombs in my backyard, you know. My neighbor called me. He's like, is that my driveway? He's like, yep, we're not blowing it up, though, and the tree's still standing. You know, but, I mean, it's just it's stories. It's fun, you know, no matter what. I mean, it's just working through everything. And right now, like with the pets, same thing, giving those guys, Jason and those guys over with that. Man, I need to look up the name. But I believe it's Canine Concepts or something like that, but they are on Instagram as canine_meds at Instagram. That's what they messaged me through Instagram. Amazing group of guys. I mean, they're doing a bunch of different stuff. If I'm not mistaken, former Army, former law enforcement, retired, do nothing but working with dogs, train police dogs for Wayne County Sheriff's Department. They're talking to us about different dogs and sponsors they get for training the dogs and stuff, that whatever money is left over that they don't require, they're actually just going to pay it forward to us to keep doing what we're doing. So, and I think that's awesome. And same thing as working with these guys and still trying to figure out the donors and stuff like that and get some of the capital together for starting the 24-hour social club. So anybody that's listening, reach out to us. 24-hour fitness center, social, support group, whatever, ran and operated by veterans to where you can come in at any time of night and you'll realize you're not alone, especially you get up at 2, 3 o'clock in the morning and drive over and you walk in and there's a waiting line to get in the place.
So my boy, he's not a morning person, kind of like my wife. So me, I'm a little different. You know, I get up around 6 o'clock in the morning, hit the gym. I have my little routine. But I'll come home, man, after about 4 hours and he's still in bed, my wife's still in bed, and they're like, why do you get up so early in the morning? I'm like, the military. Yep. You know? Yeah. We're doing missions, get up at 4 a.m. in Iraq.
Up, I'm up.
Go smoke a cigarette, drink a cup of coffee, get your ass in your helmet and freaking take off. So
Well, I think it's instilled in every one of us. Like, Jordan, you're up at, 4 o'clock every morning, hazing your neighbor? You know, Puddin's over here getting up, going and hitting the gym every morning at, 5 a.m.?
Yeah.
You know, Dave, he's probably waking up from his 14th power nap from fire watch. You know, so it's like, I'm the same way. The sun's up, I'm up. You know, it's usually Jennifer's getting up, waking up to her alarm. And about that time, I'm stretching, telling her good morning. And she's just kind of looking. She's like, all right, well, I'm going to go back to sleep for a few minutes. And that's when the phone starts ringing. Yeah. So,
yeah.
But, I mean, then more or less, I mean, it's just trying to get more and more guys involved. Anybody that actually is listening live, I kind of apologize. I'm not real sure how to do this whole live thing yet. If you guys want to call in. Not real sure. So I'll figure it out within the next couple of weeks.
I would like to bring up something that I think is kind of a big deal. We just somewhat finalized it today. Give you a quick little rundown for the people that weren't listening in the beginning. I work for the Michigan Veterans Affairs Agency. My sole job as a regional coordinator. There are 10 regional coordinators in the state of Michigan, broken up into 10 prosperity regions. So I'm the Region 9 coordinator. The regional coordinator program apparently is starting to gain some traction in the local legislature because the Michigan Veterans Affairs Agency was just recently awarded a $35,000 mini grant, it's called, to be spread out between the 10 prosperity regions. So I think I should get around $5,000 for this, but I got through another veteran contact that worked in radio, worked in the mortgage business. He put me in contact with 94.7 Detroit Classic Rock, and they actually already did it. We're going to partner with Brighton Harley Davidson, and nice. We're putting on this huge event. It's going to be tentatively right now, August 26th, but we're really going to start plugging away. Something that's near and dear to my heart is children, veterans' children. And not to get ahead of myself, but about 4 years ago, sitting in my office, had a family come in, needed emergency assistance. The kids were wearing raggedy old clothes. I mean, you could tell the shoes were about 3 times too big. School was just getting ready to start. And I had the veteran, his wife, and his kids in my office. And I said, I'll help you. Oh, shit. Sorry.
You're good.
I like to use my hands a lot. So I said, is there anything else I can help you out with? I had helped him out with utilities and some gas and food and whatnot. And I looked at the little guy, and I'm like, how'd you like some new school clothes? And I mean, his eyes just lit right up. And so we partnered with Walmart back then. So I would give them a food or a clothing voucher, and they were able to go just get a couple $100 worth of clothes. Well, coincidentally, I get home a couple days later after work, and my daughter, back then she was about 8, I believe, 7 or 8, and she was just bawling her eyes out. And she said, Daddy, there's a little girl at school. And the kids were teasing her because she had holes in her pants and didn't have a notebook, didn't have pencils, didn't have anything. So I started a program when I worked for the county. It was called Operation Backpack. Ran that for about 3 years, and by the end of it, I was giving away 150 backpacks and school supplies to veterans' kids. So fast forward to about 6-7 months ago, just casually having a conversation with this friend I'm talking about, and I mentioned this Operation Backpack, and his eyes light up, kind of like that kid's eyes lit up that day. He's like, we got to make this big. We got to make this big. So I just found out this afternoon that Metro PCS is going to donate 500 backpacks. We have another big kind of box store. I won't say their name yet because they're not actually in it, but we're about 99% complete with having them donate an additional 500 backpacks. So we're going to have this huge event at Brighton Harley in Brighton, Michigan. We're going to do a veterans ride. 94.7 is going to work with Brighton Harley. There's going to be a charity ride. We're going to do tents. We're going to do bounce houses, face painting, music. And then we're going to hopefully give away 1,000 backpacks. So that's my small way of giving back as much as I can, and hope to see everybody in this room there. I would truly be honored to have you guys there, and I'll be plugging more with Odin's Outcast so they can get the word out when it gets a little bit closer. But
yeah, absolutely,
anybody and everybody, any veterans, any kids, please bring your family.
And what week is that?
It's August 26th right now.
Okay. Yep.
All but right. You'll be hearing a lot of radio ads going out on 94.7 in the next couple weeks. They're doing a very aggressive 3-week air ad campaign, and they're just going to keep plugging and plugging and plugging away, hoping to just fill that parking lot up. So
we'll definitely get the information, and we'll go ahead and get it pumped out as far as we can.
Yep.
So just share it. I mean, who can argue with that? Harleys, veterans. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
I mean, speaking of, we had the opportunity yesterday, myself and Piney. Yeah, me and Piney went over yesterday with the Success Mortgages race car. So, and that's pretty sweet because they're telling us that if we can get on some stickers over there, that you guys might have saw me post a video, I believe, on Instagram. I don't know if I put it on Facebook, but Success Mortgages, and they're saying that if we can get them some stickers to put on the car, they'll definitely put some stickers on there. So that's pretty sweet. Seeing that car and hearing it start up, and it's pretty funny. We're trying to unload it out of the trailer, right? So there's like, well, why don't you steer, you know, since my back's bothering me and I didn't really want to push it. So I'd climb in the seat, you know, or not in the seat. I can't even fit in the car. But I was sitting there in the window trying to steer it, you know, and we're backing out of the trailer with the winch and stuff, and it just stops, and there's like, all right, you got to get off the car. You know, it's not set for your weight. And it's like, are you kidding me? And as soon as I get off the car, like, the whole car raised like 6-7 inches. I was like, are you kidding me? How small is this kid? He's like 120 pounds soaking wet. I was like, all right, well, that means he goes fast. But I did notice he had very minimal damage on the front bumper, but he had a whole lot of rubbing on the rear end. So I'm definitely, that means he's leading the pack, not following so much. So. You guys definitely pay attention to some of the stuff he's doing. He's got quite a few sponsors, so we're definitely going to be honored to have our logo on and stuff.
Awesome.
And definitely a big shout-out to Label My Threads. He just confirmed that we got all of our flags and everything in for some of the stuff we're doing for supporting the supporters out there for the weekend of August 5th at Silver Lake, taking some stuff out there for the drivers and stuff like that to just say thanks to everybody that's coming in for supporting all the veterans and stuff. So, and don't worry, and this is what I was talking about, me going in the hole personally. Stuff like this does not come out of anybody's pocket. It's more or less a deal that myself and Label My Threads works out to where he and I actually cover the entire expense out of our pocket at what his cost is. And so when everybody sees us actually out there doing stuff for people and doing a lot of stuff, unless it is actually a veteran that we're helping, not a single penny is spent. I mean, for administrative, for anything whatsoever, 100% of everything that's donated goes directly to a struggling veteran. And that's what's amazing because, I mean, we typically we can do at least $500, you know, pretty quick with some of the guys and get through a lot more of the red tape that, you know, Josh and some of the other individuals with the county and stuff like that actually. So that way, you know, and you get a veteran, a fellow, you know, combat vet that shows up at your doorstep. You know, it's not going to sit there and be, you know, some Joe Schmo secretary that's going to show up and start emailing you. More than likely, you know, if you're outside of our reach, we're going to extend out our network as far as we can and just catch every veteran we can, you know, to reach out and help you guys. And if we can get there immediately in person, then we will be there in person as fast as possible and help guide you through the process between the county, the state, the VA, whoever you need to get through, we can help you. The same thing is Medicaid, Social Security. There's so many veterans out there that have no clue about some of the benefits that they actually have through the state. I think the state, what is it, if you're 80%, over 80% disabled as service-connected, you qualify, I believe, for Medicaid and Medicare?
Yeah, I believe so. Well,
There's other qualifications.
Yeah, there's other qualifications, but let me just say this. You know, if you're 80, 90, 100% service-connected, you need to get to your local county office and speak to them. They'll get a Social Security rep. So a lot of these local county offices have transportation programs. Not a lot of people know about them, but Livingston County, for example, they purchased a brand new handicap accessible van a couple of years ago, $50,000 van, top of the line. Hired a part-time driver. The guy just goes back and forth, back and forth. I mean, and he's a Vietnam vet himself. So if you're in wherever you're at, you're a vet, go to your local county office if you want to give back. They're always looking for volunteers to drive or honestly, when I worked for the county, I had a woman come in and she said, "Listen, can somebody just come over and talk to my dad? He's a World War II vet. He can't leave the house, you know. Just go over and talk to him." So we'd go over there once a week for a half hour. And when I left that house, if I didn't have a smile on my face, I mean, there was never a time that I left that house that I didn't have a smile on my face. And he's gone now, unfortunately. But that goes back to, you know, what I said before. You don't understand the impact that you have on other vets by just saying hi. Or, you know, listening, that could make the difference between, you know, them doing something that they shouldn't have done. And if we can just all come together the way that, you know, all of us have come together, there's nothing that we can't conquer. I'm telling you, sky's the limit.
That's so true.
Yeah.
I mean, we all have different walks of life. And by the way, was it Bill Mosier from GP Strategies? He got back with me. I've actually got a resume, or not a resume, but a job description to see if maybe you can find a qualified applicant. You know, yeah. And it's like same thing. Anybody that's listening out there looking for work, there's a thing called veteranslist.us. All right, it's a list. These guys are awesome. They're taking every veteran-owned company in the United States and listing it on an open database for anybody in the country to view. So anybody that's looking for a veteran-owned company to come and do work in your area, there's over 100 of them right now listed in the Michigan area, and they've got them listed all over the state. If any of you 100 are listening right now, don't worry. We're going to be in contact with you guys here pretty soon because we have your number. So we're looking to get guys jobs or anything we possibly can.
And what Josh was referring to a couple weeks ago, like Piney, you were there, weren't you?
No, I don't think Piney went with this. It's just the three of us.
Three of us and Bondi?
Yeah, Bondi.
Bondi, yeah, we were, well, Barrett set it up. We're invited to
Chrysler headquarters.
I almost said GM. went to Chrysler to the headquarters, I'm telling you. That's a great experience, and one of the first things I said was, if there's ever a zombie apocalypse, that's where That's where we're going. Yeah. Fortify.
And then you guys telling me not to take pictures after I'm taking pictures of a row full of Hellcat motors. I'm over there snapping pictures. And then somebody's like, I don't think you're supposed to be doing that. And like, I was like, oops.
I believe that was a guy on a bike, too. On a bicycle with one of those little cute little horns.
I'm too scared. I'm scared to post them because I don't want to get our point of contact in trouble over there. So.
But, you know, on a more serious note, that's what this group does. That's what Odin's Outcast does. I mean, they're out there driving, you know, putting miles on their vehicles, getting hit by people, wrecking their trucks, all in the name of helping vets. So, you know, it's a great organization.
And definitely doing everything we can to weed through all the BS to find out who's a legit organization and who's not. So,
yeah.
And everybody out there listening, you know, we're about to have to get out of here. But anybody out there listening, do your homework on these places. You know, call your county, call the state, call the VA, call somebody. You know, like we got a list of phone numbers earlier, you know, that we called them, you know, and immediately first phone number we called, no longer in service. Second phone number we called, guy had no clue who we were calling for, you know, so. Do your research, call the people, get on their websites, email them, do what you got to do and find out what they're truly about. All right.
And lastly, what I want to say is donate local. You know, there's a lot of local charities out there. One of the greatest charities I've ever come across is ran by a woman named Lynn Phillips. And Lynn, if you're listening to this, you're a godsend. She runs a nonprofit called Fallen Wounded Soldiers Fund. She literally helped a guy from my hometown, 5 hours away. I grew up in the UP. Guy called me because that county office up in the UP just wasn't doing what they should be doing to help vets. And if you're listening, Chippewa County, you need to start doing some more. So. But Lynn Phillips sent him a $500 gift card. I'm telling you, without even thinking about it. And she told me afterwards, she goes, you know, if I didn't trust you as much as I do, I never would have done that. You know, but that's just the, you know, what we do. You know, we're building trust out in these local communities. So, yeah, first and foremost, donate local. Don't donate to these gigantic nonprofits that are saying that they give 90% because some are not.
No.
Donate local, give back local, and it's going to come back in your community tenfold.
And I want to go ahead and give Lynn Phillips another plug on that because a lot of people don't know. But Lynn actually, a couple of years ago, Lynn is actually what really got me into doing a lot of this stuff. A few years ago, I was helping a vet out, a buddy of mine served with, you know, the whole nine yards. We were about to get into this venture together. Dude ended up screwing me out of a bunch of money, left me high and dry. I mean, I ended up $60,000 out of pocket. He was supposed to pay 30 of it, ended up only paying 15 and bouncing out, leaving me holding the bill. Well, I mean, when you're expecting the money to come in for recovery, then, you know, it kind of hits you pretty hard. I think I personally called, I don't know, at least 10, 12 organizations here in Michigan, all of them were full of it, not a single one of them. The minute I talked to Lynn Phillips, I mean, it was like within 30 minutes. I mean, she was on the phone with my mortgage company. Yeah. She was on the phone with this person, that person. You know, these people are calling me. It was like, oh, well, this has been taken care of. That's been taken care of. You know, and it's just like, oh, my God. I was like, so, I mean, I wasn't real sure how I got put in contact with her, but that name, Lynn Phillips, I can tell you, you know, whoever she's with, they are the real deal. Like, she truly cares. So, all right, guys. Well, thank everybody for listening. We're about to go ahead and sign out here. We're kind of running over on our time. So stay tuned. We got a lot of good stuff coming up. More guests coming in next week. We're trying to get Deborah Henson, the program manager for the VA's transitional and care management team, as well as Jill. I mean, we've got so many different guests coming in here.
Is it Jill Middleton?
Haas. Jill Haas. Okay. Yep.
Before you guys sign off, I want to fulfill my promise. Direct cell phone, 906-430-1679. Direct email, Parrish, ISH at micounties www.veteransaffairsagency.org. Call me, email me, text me. And texting, honestly, is probably the best way to get a hold of me. You need to call me. I'm here for you guys and ladies. Have a good night.
And gents, just if he doesn't, all right, I want to capitalize on this real quick.
Yeah.
All right, all of us vets are looking for immediate gratification. So if he does not answer right away or reply right away, give him a few minutes, right? Like he said, he covers a lot of counties and a lot of guys. And when he's got guys like me calling him, harassing him every day, you know, he's probably got hundreds of guys like me. So, but the line's open. You can get through to him. Just be patient.
Yes, yes. I'm not ignoring you. I promise. I promise.
Well, Josh, thank you very much, man.
Yeah.
You know what? I don't want to sound cliche, but thank you. You know, I'm a better person for having done this, and it's something I'll never forget. So thanks, guys.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate everybody, and thanks for tuning in, and stay tuned.